Good morning and welcome. Welcome to people online joining us virtually around the country, wherever you may be. Beautiful last Sunday before Lent. We are coming and gathering. This is Transfiguration Sunday. On the front of the bulletin, you see the Transfiguration there in a stained glass window. Lovely depiction. We will read from that. Mark will read from that. We begin with announcement. Oh, I have to tell you. How many of you have been to Britain, UK? They do some things differently. If you need to go to the bathroom, you ask, where's the loo? If you put something in the trunk of your car, it's called the boot, right? If you ask for biscuits, they're cookies, right? There were some other interesting ones. The hood of the car is called your bonnet, okay? Do you know what Brits call igloos without bathrooms? Ig. No loo. Trying to come up with good Christmas jokes here, or good winter jokes, ladies and gentlemen. got command. The back of the bulletin, you see some of the things going on this week. We will be celebrating Ash Wednesday service on Wednesday night, weather permitting, 7 p.m. Imposition of ashes, if you would desire them. So come to this contemplative, introspective, worshipful gathering that is the beginning of Lent. How many of you have plans for Ash Wednesday Eve, which is more commonly known as Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras? No Mardi Gras plans? There was a professor at ILF that was from New Orleans, and I never got to go to one of his Mardi Gras parties. I would have loved to have done it. Neither here or there. Deb Gunther is moving around, Michael. If you would take a microphone over to her, I believe she has an announcement that she's just brimming to share with us. Please.
February crop fundraiser is at Just Grill. It's not this Wednesday, it's the 21st. And there are flyers in the narthex today. So please come enjoy a meal, not this week, but the 21st. Thank you.
Deb, before you go, Mississippi and, no. Or no, ILF?
It's ILF and Buckley.
ILF and Buckley. I could drive you there, but I couldn't tell you those streets' names. All right. Very good. Other announcements as we're gathering, what else do we need to share together as our community of faith? I might mention that we are thinking the stained glass window at the end of the hall needs some repair and some changes. If you have ideas for graphic images that might fit on there to represent our faith and you are artistically inclined, which I am not at all, contact one of us. Contact me or our doctor, Mike Summerall, Melba Taylor, your ex officio officers of the church, and we will start making some plans. We have a fellow that is willing to do that, but he will need graphical input. So think about that, and if you have other questions, let us know. Anything else for the good of the order as we are gathering? Paya, did all of the end of year statements go out? Okay, check if you will. Make sure that if you gave anything in calendar year 2023 and need that for your taxes, the report of that should be there with the letter from the church. If not, we'll have to mail those, and you'd save us the postage if you could. Other things for the good of the order? If not, stand, wave hello to one another. Let us turn to our call to worship.
Will you all join me in the call to worship? Men and women, come to worship. Let us worship God as adults with gratitude and praise. Boys and girls, come to worship. Let us worship God as children with wonder and awe. Young adults come to worship. Let us worship God as youth with questions and eager hearts. Saints and sinners come to worship. Let us worship God as elders with wisdom and hope. Let the body of Christ sing praises to God, from whom all blessings flow. Please be seated. Our first scripture reading this morning comes from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Hear these words. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way to Gilgal. Elijah said to Elijah, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elijah said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elijah and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elijah, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elijah and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord would take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them. And as they both were standing by the Jordan, then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they crossed, Elijah said to Elijah, "Tell me what I may do for you, for I am taken from you." Elijah said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted to you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separate the two of them. And Elijah ascended into a whirlwind into the heaven. Elijah kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and he tore them in two pieces. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And so now, since I'm here, let's sing. If you're able, please stand, and we'll sing "Sweet Low, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot," 703. Swing low, sweet chariot, come and hold it. Come.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming aboard to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming aboard to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming to, coming aboard to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming aboard to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. I'm sometimes up and sometimes down, coming for to carry me home. But still my soul feels heavenly bound, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. The brightest day that I can say, coming for to carry me home. When Jesus washed my sins away, coming for to carry me. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Please, be seated.
So now you see why I had us read the scripture before we sang the hymn. How many of you just feel discombobulated because we got them out of an order that we've been getting used to, huh? Swing low, sweet chariot. There was the chariot, swung right down and picked up Elijah. Took him up alive into heaven. I'm preaching already and this is the wrong spot. Hold on. Prayer time, we pause and acknowledge the concerns that we've lifted in our community. You have them on the page, back page listed there. Do we have any updates on any of those? Any special concerns? Ellen, you had lifted your high school friend Cheryl. Do we have any further information? Michael?
Pretty much in a hospice situation now. Thank you.
Okay, so Cheryl is... she's bound for the chariot as well. Amen. We lift her and we lift you in her as you continue to support her. Other concerns. Flooding, weather, cold, wars and battles, and there is much happening in the world around us. And it snowed. How many of you got a little bit of snow? You love snow. Amen for you, sister. I tell you what, I do too. And it watered my lawn and my trees and everything. So I'm glad for it. I didn't appreciate the ice that was last because I didn't have my ice skates on coming to church this morning. But other than that, we do celebrate the weather and the ice and everything else among it. Any other concerns? Anything else that you would lift that's heavy upon your heart? We know that there are those heavy things that we offer in silence, and God hears those as well. By way of celebrations, I want to just make a note here. Aurora Interfaith sent us a letter. Thank you for your ongoing support for your donation, which will provide 1,200 meals to individuals in Aurora and beyond. Aurora Interfaith, doing good work, doing ministry. We are about ministry, amen? We are about mission. We are about caring. Some acknowledgement never hurts. Thank you for all of that. It doesn't always get listed. What's today, the 11th? All day. Birthdays. Jack Tracy's having a birthday on Monday. Lance Relford Jr. is going to be 10 on Monday. I have down Irmadale Miller. I do not know her. How many of you know Irmadale? Okay. I have her down as a birthday on Friday. Those are the only birthdays and anniversaries I have listed. Are there others special things going on? Something special is going on today. Let me think. The puppy bowl. That was it. And there was something else. Oh, no, that wasn't it. The Super Bowl's not special. Thank you. Come on. Yeah, it is special, isn't it? But also, this is the first day of the Chinese New Year. Do you know what year we're going into? Dragon. The dragon. Oh, dragons. Lions and bears and dragons. Oh, my. Others, anything else by way of celebration, special things going on? Celebrate people that continue to do the work around the church. Richard shoveled again, and it snowed and shoveled, and, you know, it's kind of winter. By the way, we are way ahead of our precipitation, aren't we, for February and for March? Aren't we making a little bit of gain? Having been in a drought, we can say thank you. So amen, Lord, amen. Are there other things by way of prayers that we need to lift, that we need to be aware of as we come as a family to gather and pray? All right. If not, let's respond with our unison prayer. You find it in your bulletin. Let us read responsively. Precious Lord, as we celebrate in our prosperity, we acknowledge the source of all that is good. We offer up to you our worship and our praise. We know that a time of introspection is coming. In Christ, we find the example of facing our temptations and rising above our own self-interests to follow faithfully. Be with us, Lord. Be with us in our turn to Ash Wednesday and begin our Lenten journey. Let us be in an attitude of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, you are all things, all time, everywhere, hearing all, seeing all, present to us through the Holy Spirit. We give you thanks. Lord, out of chaos you have created all that is and all that is to be, and we give you thanks that you are still with us amidst this world. Lord, we know this is not the Garden of Eden and that there are trials and tribulations here. We know that even faithful followers will endure this world as it is. And we give you thanks that you will be with us in our trials, in our journeys, in our dark nights of the soul. But today, Lord, we turn and we celebrate. We celebrate the transfiguration. And we celebrate, Lord, your presence among us, your gift of Christ, your gift of the prophets that have come, the scripture that you leave to guide us, the songs that help us remember our faith and guide us in worshiping. And we remember, Lord, the way that you speak to us in a still, small voice. Be with us, Lord, in this day, in the days that come, in this week that follows, as we prepare to turn ourselves to a season of introspection. But even today, Lord, be with us in celebration of Christ, Jesus among us, in whom we give thanks, and who taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your ongoing gifts and donations of energy, of prayer, funds to help pay the bills, different things that keep the church going in so many different ways, this body of Christ. We give you thanks for all of those. Barbara, I ask that you might bring us an offertory.
Our gospel lesson today comes from Mark, and if you're able, because it's a gospel lesson, please stand. It's Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 13. Hear these words. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And then appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead could mean. Then they asked him, why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And Jesus said to them, Elijah is indeed coming first to restore all things. How then is it written about the Son of Man that he is to go through many sufferings and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come. And they did to him whatever they please, as it is written about him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. VBS. I guess kids, release the kids, have them come down here and remain standing for the VBS video.
SGU put me in the best position to become a doc. To really feel that sense of community from the very second that we got.
The computer lost its brain last night. That happens to me routinely, but the computer usually is better at that. But Paya has done yeoman's service getting it mostly back up and running. We're trying to see if we can get to that video. You tell me when you're close there, Ms. Paya. And I mean, you could sing it yourself, a cappella, Stephanie, or no, maybe not. I slid it to the right. I called it up in the YouTube version and then slid it to the right so that it showed up. There you go. I don't know how you start it, though. Those of you with computers, can you commiserate with us and say, yes. One of my favorite scenes in the whole world, Bill Gates was introducing a new version of Windows one day, and he was on stage at this presentation, and all of a sudden the computer crashed and it was a blue screen of death. It was just classic. You what? If it can happen to Bill Gates in the middle of his opening presentation, it can happen anywhere, anytime to anybody. Are we making any progress, or are we get kind of?
I can't see my mouse on that screen.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not sure how to explain that to everyone. The computer allows to have two screens, but we only have one in the back, and the second screen is actually up here. But from there, you cannot see the mouse. Can I direct you, Paya? Wiggle the mouse around. You see it, Stephanie? Where is it? You're right in the middle of the picture. Click, go, click. No. Explorations in computer science. Yes. Yeah, let's just do that, shall we? Do we have any motions for Jesus Loves Me? Yeah. All right. Do you need to hunt it on your music? Do you think you know? She thinks she knows that from scratch. We're going to sing Jesus.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. You can all sit down. Thank you, Stephanie. And thank you. Thank you, Miss Tenney, for saving us and moving us down to the... Next time I lose my brain, I'm calling Sandy Tenney. She'll bail me out. Wasn't it clever of me to do the scripture before we did the chariot song? And we don't sing Sweet and Low. I had not recorded that we had done Swing Low, Sweet Chariot in this congregation since I've been here. We don't sing it often enough. Good stuff, Swinging Low, Sweet Chariot. Amen? Amen. You got to meet some superstars this morning. The New Testament, who's there? Remember? There's Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. Why would Moses and Elijah be there? Of all the greatest prophets in the historical, most memorable, Moses. You remember little Moses, the baby? His mommy put him in the basket. Word is Tabor, same word as ark. And he floats down the river to be saved, and he's drawn out of the Nile by Pharaoh's daughter and grows up, and things go sideways, and he leaves and goes out, and he becomes a shepherd, and then he has a bush call. It's like an email. God uses a burning bush. Remember that? Take off your sandals, or you are standing on holy ground. Moses, I'm going to send you to do the work. He says, but Lord, I have a speech impediment. I cannot go. Lord says, yeah, you're going, buddy. How many of us have excuses for not going? Come on. So he goes and he leads the Hebrews out of captivity, and they get lost for 40 days in the earth. Do you know why they were lost for 40 days? Moses refused to stop and ask for directions. Goes up onto Mount Sinai and he comes down with the Decalogue. You ever heard of the Decalogue? 10 Commandments. How many of you heard of that? Okay. And the 10 Commandments from God, but after he is in God's presence, he comes down off the mountain and his face is glowing. Remember that from the text? His face is glowing, and it's really a distraction. You're trying to have a conversation with Moses. His face is glowing. So he wore a veil when he had come out of meeting with God. And so this is the great Moses and Elijah. The stories about Elijah are many. He's the one that has the big test between Asherah and her 500 priests of Baal, remember? And they have this offering, and they try and light their offering, and they can't get it lit. And he has his offering, and he covers it, floods it with water, drenches it till it's soaking wet, and he prays to God, and God lights it on fire, burns everything up. And so all of the people are sure that he's right, then he directs them to get rid of all the pagan priests. Then he has to flee, and then he's fed by a raven in the wilderness in a wadi, and Elijah, the great prophet Elijah. And we heard the story. Mark, you did a great job. Elijah and Elisha and Gilgal's and Belial's, and it was a tongue-twisting scripture. But here is the great Elijah. And in the end, what happened? The swing low, sweet chariot. He doesn't die. He's whisked into heaven in Elisha's sight. So Elisha had asked him for a gift. And Elijah said, if you see me departing, you will receive that. If you don't see me while I go, you won't receive the gift. So Elisha sees him. So Elisha becomes a prophet. He will never be quite as well known in the Old Testament as Elijah was. But these are the superstars. What's that gal? There's a singer who's gotten everything all in the Super Bowl. She's got a boyfriend. Who is it? Oh, that's right, Taylor Swift. I thank you for that. I did have it, and then I did forget it, So, Sandy, next time I have my brain goes empty like that, you got to step in again. Taylor Swift is superstar of our age, and there are people that are angry that her popularity might be overshadowing something going on at the Super Bowl. But these are the superstars of the Hebrew nations, of the Israelites, Moses and Elijah. And they go up on the mountain, and Jesus is meeting with them. It's no surprise that the disciples are terrified. This is incredible. And Peter doesn't know what to do, but this is a monumental event, isn't it? This is a monumental event. And later he will say, let's build booths here. Let's make a temple. Let's make a stone monument. Let's forever remember this decisive place. And Jesus just discards that. But when Jesus meets with them, he is transfigured. He glows whiter than any bleach could possibly make. His raiments, his clothing, he is aglow. Moses got his face lit up. But Jesus is the real article. He is transfigured in their sight. Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament, prophet Malachi, he will later share a prophecy that he's received that the Messiah will not come until Elijah has returned again. So in the order of things, the Hebrews are waiting for the Messiah. Well, Elijah must come, and then the Messiah will come. And every good Hebrew, every year they have a ceremony. Remember, it's called the Passover, and they gather for the Passover feast. And a part of the ceremony is remembering that Elijah must come, so they set a cup on the table. Guess what it's called? The Elijah cup. That was a giveaway. That's the cup that Jesus picks up for communion. But the disciples ask him, they say, well Lord, Elijah has to come before the Messiah comes again. And he says, that's true. I tell you that Elijah has come. And they did to him whatever they pleased, as it was written about him. Jesus is referring to John the Baptist. You remember John, fellow, he was doing wild man in the wilderness, doing baptisms, and everyone came to him. And he said, one is coming after me who is greater than me, who's the thongs of whose sandals I am unworthy to untie. Do you remember him? He has come heralding the Messiah. The Elijah is fulfilled. So this is a pretty awesome event. Think about that. Here on the hillside is Jesus and Moses and Elijah and the Transfiguration. This is an awesome event. We shouldn't be sitting here quietly. We should be going nuts. Hosanna! Celebrations! Yay! There you go. Come on here. Hurrah! Fireworks. I thought about that, but you know, I have a bad history of churches and church fires, so we don't want to go down that road. As they are ending their gathering on the hillsides, one other thing happens. God speaks a voice from heaven. We don't know, but I'm pretty sure I know who it was. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. We've heard that phrase before at his baptism. Amen? This is the Lord. This is the Messiah. This incredible event. Again, hooray! Hosanna! This is it. Jesus is the real McCoy, the prophesied one, the one predicted. It will be a struggle for the Jews to acknowledge this because their entire lives have been about waiting for the coming of the one. But now, what do we do now that the one is coming? And are we sure this is it? Isn't this Joseph and Mary's kid that was born down, you know, as a carpenter? There are doubts. There are doubts. Let's build a monument, Simon says. Jesus doesn't even answer him. They just leave the mountain quietly. That's the snow leaving the roof quietly or unquietly. Not to worry. How many of you have heard that over how many years, decades here? So, but some of you might not have heard it. Panic not. They have to leave the mountain behind. Why wouldn't they have put a rock on this spot? Jesus met with Elijah and Moses. Gosh, I tell you what, talk about a tourist attraction. I would go travel to the Holy Land to see that spot and remember. And I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but there are places from the Old Testament that we know where they were because they are still there. There are wells, there are places. And this is a significant place. But Jesus says no and does not even stay there. They leave the mountain. And we must also leave that mountain behind. The Transfiguration, this is it, Transfiguration Sunday, celebrations, wonderful stuff, barbers, flourishes, beautiful music, the organ, all of the wonderful things going, but we can't stay here because this is not the end of Jesus' journey. We have to get to the cross. Jesus is not just about being acclaimed as God's Son on earth, which is a wonderful, amazing, tremendous gift to us. But there's more. We have more to the journey. It's called the Passion. On Palm Sunday, we always do palms. I just love Palm Sunday and the kids and they're waving the palms. And what did they sing? Hosanna, Hosanna. Hooray, he is here. The King has come into the city. It's Jesus. And there is celebration. We should be that much celebration with this Transfiguration Sunday. But it is the beginning of what will come next. We call it the Passion. But it is Jesus' suffering, his questioning, the denial of Jesus, all those things that will come. And he must make that journey. And sometimes we need to back up and recognize that we too might endure parts of that journey. This is not Eden. This is not the Garden of Eden. We know what happened there. They had it good. Adam and Eve talk about a beautiful location. Location, location, location. Everything perfect. Cast out disobedience, determination to have their own free will. And so we are in a world that has thorns and has rose bushes with prickles. And there's suffering and there's life and there's death and there's pain and there's fear and there's doubt. There's all the things that are a part of this earthly journey. And there is our challenge, the demand upon us to live righteously in the midst of that test. May we remain stalwart. May we remain faithful as Jesus was. Amen? So this week is Lent. Coming up, starting Wednesday night. That day begins Lent, 40 days. If you try and do the numbers, you have to talk to me because it's complicated. They don't calculate out easily. Never mind. But there are 40 days, just like Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days. Do you remember him in the wilderness for 40 days? What was he doing out there? Camping out there and writing his memoirs, no doubt. He was being tempted. He was facing his temptations. He was journeying through anything that might detract from his journey of faithfulness. But today is before that. This is Transfiguration. This is the Sunday before. And Fred Craddock wrote it. He said, "Today the corner of the curtain is lifted briefly, and we get a glimpse of Jesus as the Messiah. Today we see it, just a hint, just a foreshadowing, a knowledge of, an acknowledgement of." And Dr. Lisa Hancock wrote this piece. I'm going to just read how she said it. "Sing majestic praise to the triune God. Pull out all the stops." That means on the organ, turn on every bit of noise we can make. Organ or ensemble or computer or choirs or videos. Sing at the top of our lungs. Celebrate. Throw in a few hallelujahs and celebrate Jesus' glory. Because today is Transfiguration Sunday, a brief glimpse of Jesus as the Messiah. Amen? Amen. Pi, are we ready to go on from there? Miss Barbara, can I ask you to come and pull out all the stops and lead us here? We're going to stand and sing. This is Out the Faith We Sing. Mark, would you come assist us? Honor and praise. Stand, if you will. Celebrations of the Transfiguration. Christ before us briefly glimpsed through the veil. At this moment, meeting with the great Moses and Elijah, standing there, and he is transfigured, glowing, his body brighter than any bleach could ever make him white and bright and awesome. On this day, we celebrate. We celebrate and we say, Hosanna!
Hosanna.
Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Lord God, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, be with us, guide us, lead us. Lead us in the days that are to come. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Join hands, if you will. Let's sing our closing. God's people said,
Amen. Amen.